If you're in no contact and haven't heard from your ex, you're probably thinking that they don't care about you anymore and that they are doing just fine without you. But are they? Well, there's one way to know whether they're actually hurting even though you haven't heard from them. What is it? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Hi, this is Lucia. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, my beautiful no contact army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? If you've been a good soldier, then you have downloaded my app Silencio to help you stay in no contact. And the link is underneath every single video and podcast. And if you too would like to join our no contact army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read two free chapters before you purchase the book. So you're in no contact and you're in a lot of pain and you need a sign that your ex is also in pain, because that would actually, strangely enough, make no contact easier for you, since that actually gives you hope. And one of my clients is actually going through this right now, and I can't give a lot of details as the situation is still ongoing, but he was the dumpy and he left a message recently in which he was crying and I got mad. Nobody makes my clients cry. I didn't know that his situation was as bad as it was until he told me. And so I'm like, that's it. We're going to war. So I had to make a few key moves, and in literally 2 days, we found out that his ex is actually in pain. So what is the key sign? Well, that is that she's angry. She went off on him after we made our moves, and she told him how mad she was, etc., etc. Again, I cannot say it too much right now. I wish I could, because it's a great story. Because I have to respect my client's privacy, obviously. So this tells me he has a very good chance of getting her back, because to her, he seems to be moving on. And now, by getting angry, she wants a reaction, which would be her reassurance that if she changes her mind, he'll take her back. However, as per my instructions, he's very calm and cool and non-reactive. Because remember our slogan, we don't react, we do no contact. So while you're in no contact, here are some messages, some types of messages that your ex may send you when they are hurting. The first one is that they may send messages that are rude, disrespectful, they yell at you, they're sarcastic, they may say something like, oh, you're not talking to me now, as one person got that message. And of course you want to respond with, excuse me, you're the one who wanted me out of your life. Of course I'm not talking to you now. But of course, you're not going to send that message. You're not going to react, because if they sent this type of message, it's obviously because they still care, and behind that anger is fear. Fear that if they change their mind, you won't take them back. And I always say not to respond to messages unless they are apologetic and humble. So you don't need to respond to those type of messages. Unless, of course, you cheated or took them for granted. And if you did take them for granted, I've done a video on that, and I'll put the link in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. Another type of message that they may send is that they will actually tell you that they're in pain and that they're hurting over the breakup, but they don't say they want to get back together. And in fact, they may actually say that they don't want to get back together. So don't get sucked in by the fact that they say that they're hurting. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready to get back together, at least not right now. So again, they're looking for that reassurance that if they change their mind, you'll still be there. So in this case, they are being humble, they're being real, and you can respond to this type of message. And you can say something like, well, I'm sorry to hear that. However, I respect your decision and I wish you nothing but the best. Sounds like HR firing someone. So you want to be, you know, polite, but you don't want to reassure them that you're still there for them. And if anything, when you send that type of message, it looks like you're moving on, because you're saying that you respect their decision, which means you're not going to fight it, which implies that you're moving on. So I know it may freak you out to hear me say that, but it's actually a good thing for your ex to think that you're moving on. And in fact, I did a whole video on that. And yes, I will put the link in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. And before I give the final type of text you may receive from your ex if they're hurting, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future videos. It's free, so why not? Okay, and then finally, the third type of text is that they will send a very long message where they blame you for everything and don't take ownership of anything. And no, you're not going to respond to that message. If you don't respond to these messages, they're either going to continue to send them, or they'll eventually realize that you're not going to respond and either change their tune and approach you more respectfully or leave you alone, at least for now, because they want to regroup and figure out how to get a reaction since their messages are obviously not doing the job of getting a reaction from you. But rest assured that they are hurting and they are looking for reassurance from you. So now I want to hear from you. Have you gotten an angry message or text from an ex? What did it say? We want to know. Drop it in the comments below. And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. They are not on the website. The direct link to that is underneath every single video and podcast. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.